dissed me on a record.
Right.
I didn't respond.
Right.
I didn't respond.
Right.
Then he dissed me again. He went back in the studio again. I think he was mad that I didn't respond.
He felt
neglected. Not that it didn't hit my radar, right. Because this dude owns half of the Source magazine. That's right. Why it hit my radar.
Right.
But my manager, once again, Paul Rosenberg, as we know him, tried to talk me out of it. Don't respond. It's not worth it. The second time he did it, I said, you know what? I'm going to let him have it. So I gave it to him. Two songs. Two songs to his two songs.
Right.
Now this next time, now I already buried him. I put the nail in his coffin, I kicked the dirt on his grave. Now the dude, this is who he's speaking. Somebody please let me out. I'm done. And all the stuff that, you know, all this gangster shit that he wants to talk, and Mr. Tough Guy and this and that. Let me tell you something. This dude talks about killing my daughter on the record.